Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. Championship week is here. This show is brought to you by ProfitX. And right now, King of March is giving you a shot at free trips worth up to $10,000 just for betting the tournament. All you have to do is download the ProfitX app and use the code VSINMM. Bruce Marshall, longtime college basketball handicapper and better with Wager Talk. And the Gold Sheet again joins us here for a full half hour to get some best bets on these games and preview some of these conference tournaments as well. He's on the Progressive Guest Line. Hey, Bruce, happy championship week. I want to begin with this BYU and West Virginia game last night. That was a fun one to watch up and down the court. That's how BYU plays. Not a lot of defense, a lot of points. West Virginia is the exact opposite, and the Cougars are now. That number's down to 3.5 right now. Total is hovering around 141-ish. What are your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, Mitch, I kind of like West Virginia there. Now, they played just a couple of weeks ago in Morgantown, and West Virginia won 79-71. It's a little faster pace than West Virginia normally goes, but they are playing BYU, like you said. And that's a slower pace for BYU than what they would prefer. You mentioned that game last night against Kansas State. That the Wildcats just played right into BYU's hands. They let them run up and down the court. The Benzo was able to do his thing, scored 40. But really, you know, and I thought they, you know, I don't want to blame the refs, but, I mean, the Texas Tech game, got away from Texas Tech late on the weekend there. I thought Texas Tech had that game under some control, and BYU was able to get away with some things, and then all of a sudden they won. But before that, they had been in kind of a downturn here the last month, and certainly against the spread they had not been good. And I think what the correlation was, the more DeBanza shoots, the worse things got for them. And nobody's telling him not to shoot there. And that's just the way they've got. They've bought this team at BYU. They've bought this kid. They know he's going to go to the NBA. Let him score all he wants. I don't think it's necessarily great for the team. And, I know they got a couple wins in a row here. But this is, like you say, Mitch, this is a perfect sort of foe to slow them down. They kept DeBanza in check at Morgantown a couple of weeks ago. He only took 15 shots in that game. He's been shooting 25, 30 in most of these other games. And that's Ross Hodge for you. He brought that defense with him from North Texas. Hunter Huff scored. He was leading scorer in that game a couple of weeks ago. He hit all those three last year at UTC. I think West Virginia wins this game outright. I think they're an interesting dark horse there. We'll probably see them in the NIT, where I think they could do some real damage, but not before they do some damage in Kansas City here. I think they're going to win this game outright tonight. I'd look for them on the money line too, but certainly plus the points. West Virginia for me.
Okay, excellent. Joe Lenardi has Indiana, the last team in the field. They're 6.5 tonight against Northwestern. What do you think?
Wow, Joe Lenardi. You know, he thinks he needs a passport to go west of Harrisburg. You know, he's kind of provincial in what he does. But I don't know. I think Joe, I don't know, this year, I'm usually all with Joe. This year, though, I'm not sure. So he's had Auburn hanging in there a long time. He's got Indiana at the edge of the field. I don't know. Indiana has had a tough go lately. And they did, you know, they've lost, what, 5 or 6? 4 of these last 5 losses have been by double digits. The one that wasn't by double digits happened to be against Northwestern, and that was in Bloomington. And Martinelli, again, big night for Northwestern, that one, 28 points. He does that all the time. Had another big game yesterday against Penn State, 24. He's, what, the 7th leading scorer in the country. And this is not a vintage Northwestern team, but it's not bad. And like we said, this is a very interesting dog here. You know, the pressure gets on some of these teams when you get to a conference tournament, when you like got to win to stay, like, you know, on the bubble there. And I think the pressure is going to be kind of tough here for Indiana tonight. I think this could be a very, very difficult game for the Hoosiers. And I'm not sure they even win it. Plus the points. Wow. I will take Northwestern and hang on. Indiana, I'm not sure I agree with Lenardi. I think they got to do some business here in Chicago to solidify their bid, and they may be out tonight. We'll see.
Okay. Oklahoma, 8.5 against South Carolina.
Yeah, the price is getting up there a little bit. I'm kind of on Oklahoma right now, and I have been for a couple weeks. And Porter Mosier not only has saved his job, I think, but there is probably a scenario out there if Oklahoma can make a deep run here in Nashville and maybe get all the way to the title game Sunday, where they could have an at-large case. I don't think anybody's going to beat Florida in this tournament, and I don't know if they'd run into Florida before they get to Sunday. But Lenardi might have one scenario out there mm-hmm. where Oklahoma could actually slip into the tournament. They're playing that well now. And Nigel Pack, talk about a guy. This is his sixth season, and he's had like three different college careers, K-State, Miami, and now this year at Oklahoma. And he has really come on lately and put up 20-plus in three of the last four games. And the transfer who came over from St. Joe's, too, in the backcourt, and that would be Xavier Brown, also putting up some pretty big numbers. So that's a pretty good 1-2 in the backcourt, and they are winning. Now, they did lose a game at South Carolina back in January, so they shouldn't be overlooking the Gamecocks tonight. I think this is Lamont, you know, Lamont Paris better worry because we're seeing coaches get dropped left and right here who aren't achieving, and South Carolina's whole program has really gone downhill the last 2 years, and I don't want to touch South Carolina with a 10-foot pole. I'll still do it with Oklahoma. I'd probably lay up to 10 with them tonight. I just don't think South Carolina has much, and Oklahoma just on a roll right now. I give him another shot, sure.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Bruce Marshall, and he's on the Progressive Guest Line, longtime college basketball handicapper and better with Wager Talk and the Gold Sheet. So as you were talking about South Carolina there, actually, it kind of reminds me of the game I wanted to talk to you about next, because isn't Penny Hardaway potentially, like, axed at the end of this year? Memphis, their power rating seems crazy high still. They have played Tulane twice this year. Both of those games were really tight down to the wire, and now Memphis lane 4 again tonight at most spots. What do you think of that number?
I would not lay it. I would not touch Memphis right now. My only question here is if I really want to trust Tulane. Now, they did play, like you said, probably last weekend they played that. Memphis yep. finally broke that losing streak, but by one point it wasn't too convincing. And, you know, I'm not sure Ron Hunter's in trouble at Tulane. I mean, I guess there's a scenario where he could be, but Penny definitely is. I mean, if they lost that game to Tulane last week, I think Memphis would have missed this tournament totally, and they may have already made a move by then if that was the case. But they are alive into Birmingham. Having said that, though, this has been such a disappointing season for Memphis, and I think where Penny blew it this year, actually it was in the portal. When Haggerty left for Kansas State, effective trade. They got Sincere Parker back from Kansas State. He did not come close to that sort of scoring threat that Haggerty had, and McDaniel came in too. So McDaniel and Parker were not good replacements for Haggerty, and the offense suffered this year. Now, Penny's in defense. He may be able to stick one more year if he can get a win or two here in Birmingham, because he did win 29 last year, so you know, it's not like he's been losing there, but the direction of the program has been going down. He's in trouble if he loses this game. I tend to think they'll probably win, just because I'm not really on Tulane right now. They've been sort of fading late in the season too, so Penny might get this one tonight. Short enough price, but I wouldn't look for Memphis to go much further than today. Maybe one more game after today, and that'd be it in Birmingham for them.
All right, a lot of people are surprised with this line, ourselves included, the Patriot championship game at 4:00 Pacific. Lehigh's the 2 seed. They are home dogs against the 4 seed BU. What do you think of BU 2.5 here after the huge upset beating Navy?
Yeah, I mean, these games are all close in this tournament. So anytime you're laying points like that, I'd be a little bit leery. But you know, Boston U is sort of interesting here. I mean, to beat Navy, I mean, that was a pretty good accomplishment to beat Navy, you know, the way they did. And for a team in the Patriot League to shoot about 50% from the floor, they rank among the nation's leaders in field goal percentage. That ain't bad. Chance Gladden, they got three guys scoring 15 per game or more. Gladden hit a three-pointer at the end to beat Navy the other day. He's probably going to go in the portal somewhere after this year. And he and McNair, that is a really good backcourt combo for Boston University. I can't even think they might do it, because I'm not sure home courts mean as much. And they do play the Patriot games on home courts in the tournament. And Lehigh has had, they've had close games too on their side. And so, like I said, all these games are close in this league. And their top scorer, Nasir Whitlock, he is doing a C.J. McCollum imitation, because he's been awfully dangerous. But I kind of like that combo in the backcourt for BU. And I think they're going to, I'm going to lean a little bit to Boston U here, although I'm, like I said, a little leery to lay any points in these games, which always seem to come down to the wire on the Patriot. To beat Navy like that, Navy was really the class of this league. That said something to me about BU. So I'm going to lean a little bit to the Terriers.
All right. Very good. Sit tight, Bruce. We got a couple more games to go over, and then you want to talk about five conference tournaments as well, and you'll be going to the Big West. So sit tight. And thanks to the emails and tweets, apparently I missed a brutal beat. Scoot Henderson hit a half court.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He hit a half court shot.
40 some footer last night.
They were down 5. The line was 3.5. The 3-pointer puts it on 2 at the buzzer.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
That is brutal.
And I think he made 5 or 6 threes last night, and he's like a 20% shooter, 25% shooter from deep.
It doesn't end.
No.
Man. Follow the Money brought to you by ProfitX. March Madness got a lot more interesting. ProfitX running King of March contest. You can earn and win free trips worth up to $10,000 just by betting the tournament. Hit $1,000 in volume. You've entered for the $5,000 trip. Hit $10,000. You're entered for the $10,000 trip. Flights, hotels, wherever you want to go, ProfitX covers it. Every additional 10 wins earns you another shot. 10 pregame spreads or totals across the 67 games. And hit your volume goal. Just download the app. King of March, only on ProfitX. The code is VSINMM. Code VSINMM. Start winning. 10 plays wins $10,000. King of March only on ProfitX.
More college basketball next. Bruce Marshall's going to hang with us here. We'll get into a lot of these tournaments that will begin either tomorrow or later on today. They're underway as we speak. And also, I want to get his thoughts on Miami Lane 7.5 tomorrow against UMass in the MAC coming up on Follow the Money.
Hey, let me get your attention real quick, podcast listeners. It's March, which means the madness is officially upon us, and the folks at VSiN have gone crazy with this one. For $29.99, you get unlimited access to VSiN Pro through May 1st. I'm talking picks throughout the tournament, public betting data for every single game, sharp tools, projections, articles, and more. There's already a ton up on the site for Championship Week, which means every day you wait is an opportunity missed. Just click the link in the description to get started. It's March, baby. Now back to the show.
Is Follow the Money on
VSiN. We continue with some best bets in college basketball. Bruce Marshall on the Progressive Guest Line with Wager Talk and the Gold Sheet. All right, Bruce, before we get into some of these tournaments, how about tomorrow morning, bright and early in the MAC, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. Miami undefeated in the regular season. Game one, they are laying 7.5 against UMass. What do you make of that number?
Frank Martin, I think this is scary, scary stuff for Miami O. I mean, they barely got there against UMass. That was one of their close games they had in midseason there, and they only won by 2 at home. And even the second game they had at Amherst last a few weeks ago, that was a tough one too. It was a very close game. I think it was UMass had the lead midway in the second half, and then Miami O finally pulled away late. They are flying very close to the flame. And just barely surviving all these games. And once you get into that mode, it is hard. And especially now now the tournament moves to Cleveland. This is a trap game for them. They might be thinking they got to get by, Akron at the end, but they got some tough games before then. Listen, Frank Martin's team, they got some offense there. They score over 80 points per game. Banks, Betjil, they've got guys who can score. I think this can be a very, very competitive game. I'd be inclined to take the points.
I'm with you on that one. No doubt about it. The credit to winning all these games that they've been close, and it's a Super Bowl for their opponent as well. As I mentioned earlier, you're going to this conference tournament in Henderson, the Big West. This is wide open. Take us through who you think can win this conference tournament and tie it into a play tonight with the late game with UC Davis, please.
Yeah, we'll start with that one first tonight. I don't know why UC Santa Barbara is favored here. They played twice this season. Davis beat them both times. They have the same record overall, 18-13. Same record in the Big West, 11-9. I saw Davis the other night against UC Irvine, and they actually, impressed me. And that, talk about a brutal beat. I mean, overtime plus 9.5, you lose by 10. That was pretty tough. Cooper has been out the last couple of weeks, so their second leading scorer. But they're a variety. They move the ball very well. They play five out. If they hit some threes. this is a pretty well-coached team. Jim Les has been around, and he's done that before. Santa Barbara also closed slow down the stretch. They lost 5 of 6. And I think Aidan Mahaney he's not getting enough help. That's the transfer of St. Mary's UConn last year, and he's been pretty good for Santa Barbara. But the supporting cast has been a little bit in and out. And the way they're playing lately, the fact they lost both times to UCD this year, and it's hard to beat a comparable team 3 straight times. But again, I don't know why Santa Barbara is favored here tonight. So I would definitely take UC Davis. Having said that, though, for the tournament, it helps to have been in this tournament. You get a seed all the way to the semifinals if you're the 1 or 2. UC Irvine is one of those. That, I think, is probably the team to beat here. They have some postseason experience. Last year, you know, they went to the NIT final, and they were desperately unlucky not to win that game against UTC. And they got to the final of this tournament, losing to a very good UCSD last year. Kyle Evans, their center, leads the nation in shot blocks. Now, this is a different sort of shot block leader. This is not some jumping jack down there just fly-swatting balls out of the air. He has the most impeccable timing I've seen for a big guy. And he just, head fakes and all. He just doesn't move. He waits for the shot to go up, and then he's just, I can tip the ball away. His timing is impeccable. Great fundamental defender. But he does sort of close down the middle. And in this league, a good big man like that can really be dominant. Mm-hmm. I like Irvine to win this tournament. The fact they've only got to win 2 games to get there. I think they're the team to beat. And in the right matchup in the first round, they could cause some problems to somebody. A lot of these, you know, mid-low majors, you know, they're not going to cause any trouble when you get into the big dance. Irvine's one of those teams that could, so I'd keep an eye on the Anteaters for sure.
Let me give you an update in this UNLV-Wyoming game. 71-70 UNLV. They're leading right now. 2 seconds left. They hit a shot, and they were fouled on a three-point play, an and-one, to take the lead. Wyoming had a look, missed, offensive rebound, unbelievable block shot by the UNLV player. And now it looks like the Rebels are at the free throw line with like a second left, and they made the first one. So they're clinging to a 72-70 lead. Unbelievable. Who did you like to win this conference tournament, Bruce?
Wow, this one really is wide open to me, because I do not think Utah State is the favorite, it seemed, in this tournament that we thought maybe a month ago. They do not. They've lost too many games away from Logan, and their road form has not been that great. A lot of support lately for Colorado State, a lot of support lately for Boise, which is playing better as well. The team I think that impressed me the most consistent, actually, was Grand Canyon. Mm. The defense is solid. Henley, they got a go-to scorer. Just a very difficult team to play against. And I could see Bryce Drew's style working for Grand Canyon in a tournament format like that. They're not hully-gully at all. And I think their pace, and I think their defense, and the fact they got some go-to scores, they play composed. And I kind of think Grand Canyon is the team that might win in the Mountain West, but this thing is way wide open, and Utah State is not the clear-cut favorite like it seemed it would be maybe last month.
I am looking forward to that game tomorrow at noon and what that spread's going to be. UNLV swept them. So that is the matchup tomorrow as UNLV hangs on. Thank you for putting this on my radar. Explain to the conundrum, what do we do in the American with UAB at 20-1 to win this in the bizarre season they had? Take it away, Brucey.
Well, this is the darndest and maybe most bipolar trend I can ever remember. And it doesn't make any sense, which adds further confusion to it. UAB at home this year at Clean Jean Bartow Arena on campus did not cover a game in the American this year. 0-9. They had 2 very close outright wins. One of them was Sunday against East Carolina, another one against Rice. They didn't cover either of those games. 0-9 against the spread at home. Away from home in conference play, 9-0 straight up on the road in this league. I mean, this is completely inside out. Yep. Now, here's a conundrum. Okay, the tournament is in Birmingham, but it is not at Clean Jean Bartow Arena. It's downtown, the BJCC at the Legacy Arena. So what do we do here? I mean, it's in the Birmingham city limits where UAB was awful against the spread this year, but it's not at their home arena, which was as haunted as Herman Munster's house for them. So I don't know you know, what to think of this trend, except when UAB plays, you know, you watch them sometimes this year and you think this team can really do something. So I'm tending to think just because they're out of their home building, maybe that was the reason they were, unless it's girlfriend problems, I don't know. But I would, yeah. I think UAB is kind of an interesting sign. And you talk about a wide open tournament, man, this one is, and it will really, they'll start cranking this up later in the week on Friday. UAB will finally play to be determined opponents, but there's a lot of teams in this league. I mean, and South Florida is making a run lately. Tulsa was really good. Conkle did a great job this year getting, saving his job and getting those transfers in. Wichita's not bad. North Texas plays that defense, and UAB, of course. I think there are five or six teams that could win this tournament.
All right.
Great breakdown.
Phenomenal. 2 minutes left, sir. Anything, this is wide open in the A-10 as well. What do you have in the A-10?
Oh, my God. The A-10 really looks – by the way, I am really glad that Mark Schmidt won the game today. I want him to get at least one for St. Bonaventure. He's been a great coach throughout the years, and I'm glad he got the win there. This is interesting because St. Louis does not look like the clear-cut favorite we thought they were earlier, and they lost some games down the stretch, lost some momentum. I am – I'll tell you, Phil Martelli Jr., we talked about them on Friday, and I didn't think they could win at Dayton. They did. They are close to being getting an at-large, but I don't know if they'll need the at-large. I think they might win this tournament. At this point, to me, VCU looks like the team to beat. And by the way, we know VCU has been sort of a feeder for big schools, for coaches. Martelli could be the next one, and I know he's only been there a year now, but, I mean, he has done so well. So VCU... IVCU could win that tournament. Also, late in the season, St. Joe's made a nice run, and this is Steve Donahue, who came in right at the start of the season when Billy Lang took the job in the NBA. He has done a really good job. St. Joe's is very hot, so that is sort of a dark horse to watch there. And, of course, Dayton, we talked about them last Friday. But I think VCU is actually the team to beat in the A-10. But, again, kind of wide open, like are many of these tournaments this week.
Hey. Yeah, Bruce, that was awesome. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck tonight, and we'll catch up again on Friday, okay?
Okay, boys, enjoy the games.
Back at you.
Appreciate
Bruce Marshall, Gold Sheet Wager Talk on the Progressive Guest Line.
What a find. That's crazy.
That is really something.
It's in the city limits, but it's not at home. Floor. Girlfriend problems, maybe.
Let me give you this. This, and I want feedback on this. Many years ago, some friends and I got into a heated argument over this. I have been to Birmingham once in my life. Yeah. However, I never left the airplane. It was a layover for like an hour, and we stayed on the plane.
Doesn't count.
That does not count.
No.
As somebody once said who won me over, if you got a phone call on your cell phone at that time and they ask you where you're at, what do you say?
Okay.
Planet Earth?
Seinfeld episode?
So have I been to Birmingham?
Yeah.
Yes or no? And we'll update the live Benny board coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Follow the Money is brought to you by ProfitX, and right now you can win flights and hotels anywhere you want, up to $10,000 with their King of March contest. Sign up with the code VSiNMM. ProfitX, get the app, sign up with the code VSiNMM. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a UNLV closed at many shops at 2.5.
There were fives available last night?
I think maybe way early this morning.
Oh,
Macero
wow.
Has plus five. I know JVT and Stormy had UNLV minus 2.5.
And it falls three.
Falls three.
Incredible.
Uh-huh.
Wow, what a finish. And I don't see a number yet, guys. Let me know what you have. I can't wait to see this number. Tomorrow at noon, UNLV against the one seed Utah State. The Rebels beat their asses twice. They played last week. They were catching 8 at home. They beat them by 27. So, amazingly, a team in an 8-9 game in this league, which has had so many issues this year and likely a one-bid league, well, will be, if Utah State wins it, four quad one wins. So, this
I don't
is
see
crazy.
It, I don't see it on the screen yet.
What do you make it? Six?
We kicked this around.
5.5?
6, maybe.
6 is good.
Absolutely no higher than 6.
No.
I can't imagine.
They beat them by double digits both games.
But would they...
Wild.
Would they go all the way down to 5 when it was 8 not that long ago? Same court. They changed the look of the court.
Yeah, it's a 12 o'clock tip.
Yeah.
Not many people will be there.
Nope.
Ooh, juicy, my friend. Real juicy. This is good.
Bruce is asking how Santa Barbara's fate. They're laying 5.5
Yeah.
In the game.
Yeah.
This is not Lehigh in
right.
Boston U. Us asking, how is Boston U favored by 2? This is the Gauchos laying 5.5 And he's asking, why are they even favored?
Yeah.
Great man, oh man.
Yeah, fair point. Great game in the Southland, too. McNeese is up 8, 10 minutes in on their home floor against Stephen F. Austin. McNeese off the triple overtime thriller last night.
At what point do they maybe get a little bit tired here?
Yeah, good, yeah. Plus 270 available on the money line. Grab it right now.
You expected a rock fight. That's what we're getting so far.
It's picked up, though.
A little bit here.
Yeah, this was 4-4, like 6 minutes in. Have you been to Birmingham? I think that's true. That's a good angle.
Do you think that I have been?
Well,
let me go over the story one more time.
Yeah, because how he explains it, though, like if you would get a phone call at that time, and, you know, if your wife, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in an airplane in Birmingham is the answer.
Right. So I think we're coming back from the Jacksonville Super Bowl. It was two friends of mine and I, and we're sitting there at a layover at the Birmingham airport. That's it. Never got out off the plane. Have no idea about the city. Only time I've ever, quote, been there before. And I told my buddy, I looked at him, I'm like, I can cross Birmingham off the list now. He goes, no, you can't. We're not going to get out and see the city. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you've never done anything. You didn't stay the night. I'm like, why do I have to stay the night in Birmingham to say that I've ever been there before? And so we got into this heated argument. This is like 20 years ago now. Brought it up on the air. People are just like calling in left and right, pissed off one way or the other. Finally, another guy, RIP, Mike Collada, gone way too soon. He comes in and he says, if you got a phone call at that exact moment and the person asked the question, where are you at? What are you going to say? I'm like, well, I have to say I'm at the Birmingham airport. Do I not?
Yeah.
So have I been to Birmingham?
Yeah.
On X says, if it's in city limits, I've been there before.
Yes, right. Another good. Great story. Also, because Jordan Scott, I've ever been to Dallas before the trip last summer. I said, yes, I had a layover. But I did walk outside the airport because it was 105 degrees and I wanted to see how humid
okay.
it was.
All right.
I said, that counts.
I think that might count.
So I was outside the Dallas airport. That counts. But I was going to say, I have a Mike Collada story that, and I'll tie it in too to Adam Hill. You mentioned rest in peace. He passed away at his funeral. He was a Steeler fan, mm-hmm. diehard. You'll tell the story coming up. All of a sudden, you're driving back from the funeral, and you look up, and there are black and gold balloons mm-hmm. came out of nowhere, going up into the sky. How does that happen? And may he rest in peace. Adam Hill's brother passed away. Too young. He was in college. A car accident. It was 3 in the morning. He passed away at 6, 7 in the morning, supposedly East Coast time. I look up. I'm sleeping next to my then-girlfriend at the time, and I go, wake up! Someone's at the window! What's going on? Who's at the window? I look over, and there's this figure. It's a ghost-type figure, and they're waving at the window. And it goes straight up in the air after that. And my girlfriend saw the same thing. I go, who's at the window? What's going on?
You guys were not you were not dreaming. You were wide awake.
No, right, yeah. I told his mom. She said, the same thing happened to me at the same time. And that's the time he passed away.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That happened to my wife, Lorraine. Her sister passed away at the age of 14. And at around the same time, she passed away in her sleep. At 14, Lorraine was in college at UCLA and trying to put the pieces together, you know, in the days, the weeks, the months, the years after that. She had a dream. I don't remember the exact details about her sister, like an angel, around the same time that she passed away. Living in Los Angeles, and her sister passed away overnight living in the Bay Area. And she woke up rattled by it. Like, what was that about?
Yeah.
And then found out later on that day. Uh-huh. Crazy.
Your Collada story with the bad beat.
So he's a diehard Steelers fan. And I would walk into the studio once in a while, and we would, you know, shoot the breeze. And he was just... It was all about Pittsburgh. That was it. He had the blinders on, right?
I think that's a lot of Steeler fans.
Okay, that's probably
about
fair.
They care about the Steelers, and they don't really watch much of the league, and they're so focused Sunday afternoon on the Steelers.
So this goes back to Big Ben playing early on in his career. They were a long shot to make the playoffs. I remember on the board at the time, I think they had to get lucky in like week 17 to get in, to get the sixth seed. They were 75-1 to win the Super Bowl at the time. And he starts talking about who's going to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, I go back and forth and he goes, there's only one team that can. I'm like, who's that one team? He goes, it's Pittsburgh. I'm like, how much do you want to bet? He goes, well, we'll bet $500 on it. And I said, I get the field and you get Pittsburgh. Again, on the outside looking in to even make the playoffs, he goes, it's a deal. And Pittsburgh won the whole thing that year. And he wanted me, and actually I wrote a check. It was to the charity of his, it was like an animal foundation out here in town. And that's what he wanted me to do with the money. And he won that bet.
Didn't bet. He had no idea at that price.
No idea.
What he could have made.
Yep, right.
You go, yuck, even money, yeah. I get the field.
I got the, yes, I laughed at him the entire
time. The best bet ever, and lost.
Of course, and I
know.
How does that happen?
And he doesn't have any idea, even though he lives in Las Vegas. No clue what they were in the future market. Didn't gamble, didn't pay attention, nothing. What he could have turned that into. Here we go.
Good response from this. This is from Chris, who's been on a connection to Paris. I guess it means that I've been there on my way home from Scotland. I'll take it. Tell your friends about the city of Paris.
Have I been to Birmingham?
Yeah.
Yes.
New York Jesus on X says, where do we draw the line? If I'm stuck in traffic in a city and I'm driving through, have I been there? It's up for debate. You tell me.
That's good. Oh, man.
You can always tweet the show at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. Email is open, ftm@vsiN.com. We got overtime between the Natty and UCF.
Oh, what a comeback.
I'm going to need.
What were they down?
Oh, almost
weren't
doubles.
They down 50? This is a huge comeback again. Joe Lunardi has them the last team in the field. And Central Florida was down big. They now lead by 2 in overtime. Oh, what a comeback.
I think I need double overtime for my total to get there. I need a repeat of what happened with McNeese last night.
What was it?
147.5, closed 150 at some spots.
Oh, man.
Speaking of McNeese, again, off that triple overtime nail-biter last night, up by 9 right now over Stephen F. Austin, 29-20, and we have under 8 to go in the first half. They're currently laying 7.5. That too many? Total is 142.5.
I tend to think, even though you know you're going on adrenaline, your kids and everything, but you think maybe they can run out of gas in the second half. You know, that's tough. That's mm-hmm. a short turnaround after playing till 1 in the morning and what happened yesterday. So put up a UNLV number. Come on, Johnny Avello. Something. I can't wait to see this number.
Let me ask you this. If the number's high enough, are you going to be like TMI Izzy? Just go money line? You want the bomb to come in? You don't want to take, well, maybe take a little bit of the points as well?
They can't make it higher than 5.5. The more they can't be higher than 5, actually, the more I think about it. It can't be. They just played. It was 8.5. They throttled them.
Yeah.
Won by 27. They were catching doubles in Utah.
I think 16.
Yeah, and beat them by double digits. It's, and still, I know, but it's on your home floor, too. This bracket really opens up if they win this game.
Oh, then it's
absolute madness.
Yep.
And they could pull this off, too, at 75-1. Follow the money brought to you by ProfitX. They're making March Madness about more than just your bracket. It's the king of March. They're free trips worth up to $10,000 on the line. Here's what you have to do. Win 10 pregame spreads or totals across the tournament, 67 games, and hit your volume goal. Rack up another 10 wins and earn another entry. Sign up with code VSINMM. Compete to become the king of March. Only on ProfitX. Code VSINMM. Get it now. ProfitX and great contest. Flights, hotels, your destination, all covered. Code VSINMM.
So everybody working on the show behind the scenes right now, 67% of the people say that I have not been to Birmingham.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I would tend to probably agree. I lean that side as I get older.
You got
to
go out and do something.
Yeah. I think we have a fishy number in the title game coming up in about an hour. It stinks, I tell you. We'll talk about it coming up next. Right now, McNeese is telling Stephen F. Austin and their doubters, you can take that triple overtime game last night, put it in your pipe and smoke it. They're up 36-20. They are routing them as we speak. About 4:50 to play in the first half. This is quite the performance to begin this game.
You want the comeback?
What do you got?
I guess the counter would be Stephen F. Austin limped to the finish line and was lucky to beat Corpus Christi last night.
Very true.
But this is a great performance. They are thumping them.
All right, I'll give you a number. We talked to Bruce Marshall about this in the earlier in this hour, but it's the number seems fishy to me. And you know what happens on this show when we bring up numbers that we think are a little bit fishy, little stanky.
Yeah.
They played in the middle of January. BU was favored by 4.5. That total for the record was 142.5. They lost. That was an overtime game, but they lost 93-91. They played again a little bit more than a month later. BU was favored by 1.5 on the road. They lost 70-67. Projection sites. Torvik has Lehigh by 0.5. Haslam, Lehigh by 1.5. Greg Peterson here at VSiN, Lehigh by 2. You know what that means? It fits one of Luke's angle plays, which got off to a 79% start over like 50 plays. It's come back to the pack a little bit here, but Lehigh was 12-4 at home this year. Their two losses, two of them were in overtime, one to Colgate, one in double overtime to Navy. They shoot almost 37% from downtown, which is top 52 in the league, or in the entire country. And BU is coming, as you said earlier, off like the perfect shooting game against Navy.
And what Gladden did, yes, I know. Can you do that again? But that's not a lot of respect for this team. And they were dogs in their last game at home, which they came back to win. I just think it was an out-of-body experience from BU and what they did and outscored Navy 33 points from three in that game. It shows you how good Navy is. Navy made two threes the whole game, and they get beat on a half-court buzzer beater with a bad clock on a home floor. So it's a fishy line, no doubt about it. It'll be something to monitor in play coming up in about an hour with this game. And it's too bad Navy isn't here. Stupid.
I know.
We'll ask our guest coming up, what would you do if you're a conference commissioner? You didn't lose a game for 3 months. But you lose on a fluke, incredible shot, and you go home in one bid league. You can't make the tournament. That's sick.
What is your bet tonight in the Big Sky Championship? That's Montana taking on Idaho.
I think it's points in this one. It's hard to get because I said yesterday I didn't trust Portland State, and they go down. This is the 4 seed against the 7 seed. So I think we could see a high scoring game here. Also, which goes back to tired legs. Does it mean more issues on jump shooting, or does it lead to more runouts and some easy baskets and lousy defense or breakdowns defensively? I think the latter could happen here. So 146.5, the Vandals against Montana. And so, the 7 seed is laying 3.5.
Yeah, let me give you Montana, the first number that I saw overnight, Montana was favored by 1.5. Forget it, that is flipped. Here at Circa, Idaho is 2.5. At FanDuel, at DraftKings, that number is 3.5 right now. Idaho was 4.5. At home, January 8th, Montana got them by 6. Montana closed a 1-point favorite at home February 7th. They won again 73-68. So again, you have another team here, and this is fit like the double revenge thing that our buddy Kevin Rogers was tracking.
Yeah,
it did not go so well last night. It was a winning proposition so far going back to last week into last night. But I don't know. And they keep taking more money here. Bumped up to 3.5 now, like I said.
Yeah, it can happen this time of year, no doubt. I can't get past what Bruce just said. I mean, Bruce loves UC Davis. How is Santa Barbara's laying 5.5 in the game.
Yeah.
The 7 seed against the 6 seed, and he likes Davis, and it's that high. But that's why it's tough this time of year, and how much do you factor in the numbers up? Okay, because I was just going to get to this about what do you make this game. Oh, boy, Utah State, 6.5.
6.5, huh?
Can't be.
So a 1.5 adjustment last time they played here. I think UNLV might be worth a bet. How about UNLV first half right away, gut reaction?
I like that too. They were so good today in the first half.
Yeah.
And maybe a 13-point lead at the half, 44 points in the first half.
And they'll have that game under their belt.
Plus 240 on a money line at DraftKings. That's not bad. 6.5, can't be.
I don't think that goes up.
If you lose, you lose. I have spanked them both meetings.
Right.
I just played and beat them by 27. And Utah State did not play well down the stretch.
Let me throw another team at you tonight. And we have Rocco Miller in studio coming up at 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. He's great on this. He covers college basketball for the full year. I want to run TCU by him. They get Oklahoma State tonight. Now, they're taking money as well. They were 5.5 earlier today. They're up to 7.5 the way it looks. Did you realize that the Horned Frogs have wins over Florida, Wisconsin, Iowa State, and Texas Tech, and they lost to 4? by four to Michigan right before Michigan went on that rampage when they were beating everybody by 40 points.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's a pretty impressive resume
yeah.
for a team that did not get talked about that much or did not have, like, this stellar conference season.
Yeah.
I think they can do some damage here in the tournament.
Yep. Play up to the level of competition. You like that. I'm with Bruce. 8 in the morning tomorrow, Pacific time. UMass plus 7.5 against Miami. Oh, mm-hmm. UMass plus 270 on the money line. NC State catching 5.5 against Virginia. He's got NC State safely in. Last four buys, Lenardi. They had the win against Pitt today by 10. Catching 5.5 against Virginia. That's an interesting game. Mm-hmm. Iowa State 4.5 against Texas Tech. That's a good one in the 5-4 game. 143.5 the total.
What do you make of that? Because Iowa State never had a game today.
They
blew out Arizona State.
That was unfortunate. 49-point win. No, they didn't show up for Hurley at all. Are you going to keep riding these overs?
In the Big 12?
Yeah, based on what we've watched so far, outside of the Central Florida game.
I'm trying to avoid that game right now because I don't know if it went to double overtime or not. I don't have the finish. I don't know the score. I don't know if I want to know the score. I had a 147.5, close 149.5, 150 in that neighborhood, and it was a complete dead under the entire time.
66-65 Central Florida.
Is it over?
Yes, in overtime.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Needed one more overtime.
Hell of a comeback.
Well, no, because the game that comes up in about an hour and 10 minutes, like the look for almost every BYU game should be, mm-hmm. well, there's going to be points, right? However, it's West Virginia, and it's the exact opposite kind of style that BYU plays. And I think it's easier for a team like West Virginia to dictate tempo and play a slower game, not nearly as many possessions, better defensively than a team that wants to get out and make it a track meet.
So Bruce made a good point about, obviously, they're not going to tell DeBancha, don't shoot so much, or pass it and get your teammates involved. Like, it's because he's might be the number one pick and a great player, and we've talked about the Peterson story all season, about who's running things and who's calling the shots. So you would say you're at your best when everyone eats and everyone gets involved, but the loss of Saunders is huge. But to be laying 4.5, and what happens if he has an off game and he's going to continue to shoot? Because that's always my thing, where you saw what happened last night in the Laker game. Ant, go to the basket. The guy's 1 of 10 from 3, and I think was 2 of 15 shooting.
I noticed that.
And it's like goes back to the star, where pass the ball, get others involved. It's not your night. Mm-hmm. Or attack like Kobe and Jordan used to do when you're having an off night, and go to the basket and get to the free throw line. This guy's coming down and he's settling nonstop. You're 1 of 10 from 3. Not tonight, Ant.
Yeah, right.
You got to attack it. Go a different way about it. So that was a good comment from Bruce, and it's down to 3.5 now, and I think West Virginia wins. And I think that just goes back to what do you do if you're the coach and the coaching staff, where he's your star player, and even with your huge injury, but if he's off or not having a great game, I think you got to tell him, hey, spread it around and get others involved.
No, I won't be surprised for 1 second if that happens at all. Any opinion on this Fresno-Colorado State game? Back to the Mountain West, beginning at 9 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock out here.
No, I do not. Sorry.
It opened Colorado State 5. I saw it get to as high as 7.5. Fresno's, they were really good at covering numbers, but inside the conference, and I think full year as well. And then you get a game that's you get San Jose State later on tonight.
I was going to say, it's the one time I can say this, I would lay the 20 with Nevada. Yeah, Bruce said this weeks ago. Air Force went 0-20 in conference, and the average loss was 28 points per game.
Well, they have to be the worst team ever in that conference, aren't they?
This is truly an example of they can win. They can name their score tonight if they want, and the line's 20 on a neutral. They can beat them by 30 if they want to.
Yeah, Air Force and San Jose, the bottom feeders here this year. Oh, man, PU, look away.
And they're 3-17 in the league, and that's a big number with Boise. And Boise can also put it on them if they want to. Juice Reel links all your sports book accounts, imports your bets, and gives you automatic tracking and analytics, and it's free in the app. Everyone's bet history is synced directly from the books. No line, no faking stats. You are what your record says you are, Parcells. Juice Reel ranks every better. You now can see exactly what the best bettors of the community have their money on. If you're the sharp, you get paid when others follow your picks and win. Download Juice Reel free today. R-E-E-L. Download it today. Get it. It's free. Juice Reel.